Back to Chodesh Elul, Nochamol. Parshas of Chodesh Elul. And you know, Tshuva comes up again. Nochamol. Some people it's good feelings for others, other feelings. How many times we do Tshuva? How many times we hear about Tshuva? Tshuva means literally Lahoshif, to come back. To come back to the way Hashem made us. Kim also says Adam Yosha with an Neshama Tahira. When we were born, the day we were born, we were all glad, cute, healthy. And to bring ourselves back to that. But it's interesting, no matter what we went through, no matter how many times personal think, I tried this, I tried working, it's not working. We're not miyayish, we just do it again. I saw in the Sfasemis, in this week's Sedra, he brings, and one of the Haftoyers in the Shiva de Nechemta, the second one, the first one is Nachamu, the second one is Vatoy Metzi, and in that Haftoyer, I think it's Ekev. There's a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, by the Gula, Eze get krisos nasati. When I gave you a get, Eze get krisos. It's Golos. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during Golos between the Goyim. But I give you a get. Koyam Hashem. Eker. Eze sefer krisos imochem. Hashem didn't give us a get. So the Sfasemetz brings Kibudimani from the Chalushi Arim. How do we know there's no get? How do we know the Abish didn't give you a get? He says, because there's a halacha that you can't be megarish a shoita. It's not chal, you can be megarish a kohen. Gerish doesn't need that's a isha. You can be megarish a kohen, but not a shoita. Why can't you be megarish a shoita? You don't need that's a isha. So the Gemara Darsan is from Vishilcha. Vishilach Vishilcha. The Gemara, the Rishonim bring it in Kedushi. Daf Mem Aleph. Prat le Mishalcha v'chuzeres. The Mutsuk of Gerishin has sent her away. That's the Vishilcha. A shaita doesn't know she sent her, she keeps on coming back. So someone who's mashalcha v'chizeres, you can't give again. It's up to Chidush Yerim, the Eibush, the kin give us again. Because you mashalcha v'chizeres, it doesn't make a difference what happens. All golos, you get a patch, you get a punishment. This is you come back every year, nochamol, no matter what happened, no matter what we did that year, no matter what went on. Chodesh Elul, everyone comes back, it's always, let's go back again, nochamol. We have a bechina of a shaita. Mashalcha v'chizeres, you can't, it's not chal again. So he stayed in the seventh, he brings it in Shoiften. In the Chayodom, it's one of my more personal hachonas, everywhere Shchodesh Elul, in Chayodom, and he starts in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah the Chayodom, and he's Magdir, the Arboim Yoim, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, there's 30 days till Rosh Hashanah, another 10, 40 days. And he starts off, Ba'avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Amo Yisrael. Hirba lehetiv it oisonu, b'tzivonu loshuv lefonav b'chol eis. Ava, that's the first, we expect that. That's how the psicha to Chodesh Elul is to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyev oisonu, wants us to do tshuva, and tshuva isn't kabbal the whole year. However, Chodesh Elul hu mufchor u muchon yoyse shemekubul tshuvasa. It's mufchor. Reason being, because these arboim yoyim are called Yimei Ratzon, because these were the arboim yoyim, achroinim, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up after the Chet HaEgel to get the luchas achroinim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, solachti kidvorecho on Yom Kippur. So these were great days. Very, very choshev days for us. So Mamela, it was Nikva, he says. Me'ei she'klal Yisrael became an Am. These days were Nikva for Yimei Ratzon. And he brings afterward, in Ois Aleph, I think Chodesh Elul probably has the most Ramazim. All the Chodoshim are different Ramazim, different Psukim in the Torah, here and there, that the beginning of each word begins with an Ois, Rosh Hashanah. But Elul is like, I don't know, somehow the Achroinim, every pasuk they looked at, they saw Elul. But he brings the Rosh HaTeva, some more Mekubal, that Kadmoini bring, Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li, is Rosh HaTeva's Elul. He mentioned it. He brings others over here. It's a lot. There's a lot. There's many, many. One of them he also brings is Mishloach Monas Ishlari Ehu Umatonas Lev Yoinim. Ishlari Ehu Umatonas Lev Yoinim. Ish is Aleph Lamed Umatonas Lev Yoinim Mem Lamed. Yes, there's also an Indian of Ishlari Ehu Benotum Lechaveri and Matonas Lev Yoinim Elu. There's another one B'Shem the Arizal by Ir Miklat. It says, for Elikim, ino liyodoi, to kill someone, b'shogeg, v'samti l'chomokoi. Ino liyodoi starts with an aleph, ino liyodoi, v'samti l'chomokoi, it's elu. And every time you see that, there's an arich, it's an ishron, but I call upon him. So he brings the ani l'doidi, which means that doing these yimei rotzen, a person could bring himself back and develop a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's much easier than a whole year. It's much easier to get a clear line, less static, with our davening, with our kesher. There's another bechin in Elul that he mentions in a second, which is HaChonu L'Yoyim HaDin. HaChonu, to make a chon. There's going to be a din in Rosh Hashanah, but this, sometimes one thinks, how should a person be? How should he look in Elul? How should a person look in Elul? Should he look distressed, worried, belachatz? Maybe. But I don't think so. If a person is mitzkarif to Hashem, even a teeny, teeny, teeny drop, David HaMelech said, Kirves Elokim li toif, it should bring a simcha. A person should be besimcha. If a person is working properly on Elul, you put in a good, hard Musa Seder, whatever it be. But afterward, when you get up, if you feel down and depressed, then what's going to be? It's not working. You're not doing it right. You should come out with a smile on your face. Wow, I feel good. This is a Tzun Reb Tzadok. Tzadok, he says there's a simon, a person daven the way he should in the davening. When you take three steps back, you feel besimcha. You feel a simcha. That's the simcha. That's the simcha. He says a pshat. I'm saying now it's not mamash, the heads were different as well, but he says that is the simcha. There's a litmus test. If you put in, think about it, why should that be? Let's say a person is davening. Every tefillah, there's bakoshas, and we're davening for things we need. And sometimes there's an eis tzora. Person is davening and shuffling away, especially if he's a mayrich betfila. He's a mayrich betfila. 10 minutes. Some people are mayrich betfila. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You could be mayrich betfila. Just do not stand behind me. The oilam and shul knows. I always said when I come to shul, I turn to the person back. Where I daven. I said, listen, if you want to be mayrich betfila, don't daven in back of me. I don't know why people think they could daven a 15-minute Shemoneh Esrei and prevent heaven in front of them from saying Oyse Shalom. Make people just stand there. You want to be Mayrich, so daven it. Go to the front of the shul and daven. Don't stare other people. I don't understand it. But I call upon him. It's only one prayer. They know already. I'm not being mean. I'm just a guy that on Rosh Chodesh, someone daven like 15-minute Shemoneh Esrei. So I asked him. I said, how many times can a person forget the Alevi Yavai? He looked at me astounded. But Netz Hashem, we'll talk about tefillah a different time. Should you be mayrich? Should you not? You have to mechavan in each word. But the person has to. I think it's b'mayim ramutzku, but it's like chazon. Let's say chazon shir. Someone takes him 3 hours, and someone could do it in 45 minutes. So the one who spends 3 hours walking back and forth, Nachamot, is this, and there's another guy that can get in 45 minutes. Same chazor, same level. One's a big about kishun, and he's focused, and he can get it. Obviously, davening is very similar. It's very similar. Sometimes a person is married, because he says the word again, I wasn't mechavan, am I being mechavan, and this and that. If you really focus, and you're a smart guy, you're about kishun, Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta taught himself how to daven very quickly. Doesn't mean it's, if you can't, you can't. It's obvious, I'm not saying, but something to work on. You'll think about it. See if you're 100%, there were some gedolim, big gedolim. I'm getting off topic now, but I'm saying there were some gedolim that Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro used to daven very, very quickly. Rav Moshe Ben Yankov. He's daven very quick. He's the quickest, wow, is he? Let's see here. So the Gabbai went over to him and said, he said, the Roshiva, maybe the Roshiva shouldn't finish Manesri so quick because he was one of the Asar Rishonim to finish. And they have to wait till there's a minion before they start Chazar HaShatz. So he told the Roshiva, maybe you should learn a little bit before you take three, before Oyes HaShem, learn a little bit. So Moshe says, Ich bin noch dem. I do already. He said, I'm after it. So I'm not saying you should daven that pace. When you like Rav Shmuel, you can daven. When you understand Kuntres Habiyurim or Shari Shmuel from Rav Shmuel, you can daven as quick as he does. First, you have to understand that. Try to understand, then you can daven that pace. But I'm saying, in general, back to us. Say sometimes a person davens, it's a long, hard davening, and you really, you feel whatever feelings you should have, but simcha, so it says the litmus test is if you take three steps back and you go, shh, wow, that was good. You daven good. Because he's standing bifnei Hashem. And if a yid has kirvas Hashem in any which way, that brings a simcha. It has to be. If you are feeling a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it automatically brings simcha. That's a fact. So so therefore, back to Chodesh Elul. If someone works on Elul properly, we should be a little bit happy with himself and feel a little bit of a simcha. In the Anila Doidi, the Mishavua brings down that it means when a person is miskari, he takes one step to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anil Lid Doidi, Eibush reciprocates, Doidi Li. Any Ruchni is the Kavoida is Niskabel and Elul more than Kol Hashon. There's a pasuk we say in Ledovit. Say L'cho Omar Libi. What's the rest of the pasuk? Bakshu Fonai. It's a song. L'cho Omar Libi Bakshu Fonai. Rashi there says, what does it mean L'cho Omar Libi? It's a Rashi. We say Ledovit twice a day. Whole Elul. This is Eitzah Tova. Open up a Tehillim and learn it. There's a Rashi, Radak, Malbin, Gishmak of Shotim over there. What you say it so many times, the whole Elul. Learn it up. You know what he's saying. It's good stuff. So Rashi there says, L'cho Omar Libi, Rashi teaches the word L'cho, Bishvilcho, Bishlichuscho. My lathe is going to be Mavakish, L'cho Omar Libi, Bakshu Fonai. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memana Shliach, Bishvilcho, Bishlichuscho. He told our lave, Bakshu Fonai. That's how Rashi translates the pasuk, L'cho Omar Libi, which means, simply, that in Chodesh Elul, there's a Seyata Deshmayo for the Ani L'doidi. It sounds like you have to make the first step. Ani L'doidi, and then L'doidi Li. But what about if Ani L'doidi is difficult? I'm having trouble with that. How am I supposed to get to step two? No problem. The Eibishter pushes you. The Eibishter made us a Shliach. Shliach Shalom Kemoisei. Made us a Shliach for the Ani L'doidi Bakshu. It's like an automatic. What comes to mind when I saw the Rashi was a Medrash. There's a medrash, I think it's in Parshas Lech Lecha. The medrash says, Tzadik HaTomo Yifroch, that a tzadik is nimshal to a tomer. And the medrash says as follows, Ma tomer, tomer is a palm tree. Ma tomer yesh loy taiva, af tzadikim yesh lohem taiva. Which taiva does a tomer have? So the medrash says, Omer Rebbe Tanchuma. It says, Maisa, b'tomer echod, It was in a city near Tveria, I think. What was the name of the city? Maisa B'Tomer Echot. Don't remember right now offhand. There was a city near Eretz Yisrael. There was a palm tree that was growing. V'loi hoya oisa peiris. It wasn't growing like it should. It wasn't making peiris. Bod dikli echot. Dek a farmer who knows trees. And he looked at it and he says, I can see from the leaves that it's noited, it's bending a certain way towards Yerichoy, far away. He says, Tomer zeh is meiriach, another tomer, another day tree in Yerichoy, that it has a taiva for that. So it's not making its peiris because it's just meshug, it's focused on that other tomer. He says, go to Yerichoy, dig up a palm tree, bring it here, and put them together, be marking it, and you'll see. V'kachoy. And he thought you know everything about plants. You know, nothing. Right? What is it called? Which allergy? The plants.
Botanist.
Yeah, go ask the big botanist who went to botany school for 3-4 years. Whatever you do with the botany, don't know what you do with it when you have a degree in botany. But I'll call them. See if they know this. Yeah, we know it. Medrash. See if they know this. I can guarantee you they never heard of it. They've learned botany for 10 years. There's a certain material that's in the teva of plants, in a palm tree, that it can feel. So the Medrash says, Ma tomor ze yesh lo taiva, af tzadikim sheneva kavi el Hashem, kavi kivui. So tzadikim and Yidin have this taiva to Hashem. What's the point of the Medrash? So the Meshech Chochma brings this in Parshas Kedoshim on the mitzvah v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. But I think it was his yahrzeit this week, the Meshech Chochma. We had Nigmor v'yahavta. One of the longest pieces in the whole Meshech Chochma is in Parshas Kedoshim on mitzvahs v'yahavta l'reicha. It's one of the longest pieces in the Sefer. But Akoponim, in there, he just brings this medrash and he's masvid there. Sometimes he says, the Gemara says in Soita, a person's not choymed or mis'ave to something he didn't see. Something you didn't see or you don't know about, you can't have a taiva to that. You don't know about it. You never saw it. You can't imagine it. You never tasted it. The Gemara says, Ein adam mischamed ela l'mashe libo yodea o yiroye. So he says, no, but there's a certain taiva that Hashem put in the bria, which is miteva. And he brings this. He says, a tomer, the plant. Never saw the other tomer. She doesn't know about it, but there's a certain teva. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in us a certain taiva lehiskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Natural. Automatically, a person is just nimshach to want to be close to Hashem and to want to be better. Elamai. Elamai. There's a lot of things we do that prevent that. We're oisik in other things, and we make mechitzas, and we're busy, we're focused on other things that we're stopping it. But a tzaddik has a built-in, like, teva. If we would have no averis, and we wouldn't be busy with 100 other things, it would just like be like a magnet. Be like a magnet. Nimshach to the Borei Olam. That is Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, the Yimei Rotzon of Chodesh Elul has this koyach of Katoma Yifroch, like a tree. So there's one bechin in Chodesh Elul, which is the Yimei Arotzon. The other bechina that the Chayodim brings down, it's also 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom Adin. It's going to be a Yom Adin. We're all going to be Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. And he brings, just like when someone has a Din Torah by Bezdin gives us a man to prepare. And Bezdin gives an Azhoro. Let's say someone has a Koisel V'ilon that's about to fall. It's a week, it's Ru'ua and Rosh Hashanah. And Bezdin is Matzim, cut it down, because it's dangerous. It says, you have a Zman Bezdin to do it. How much is Zman Bezdin? 30 days. What does it say that? In Bava Kama.
Doesn't say that.
No. I mean, we said we learned it in Bava Kama, but let's just say it in Bava Kama. Does?
Yeah, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It brings the Mishnah.
It just says man, it doesn't say the quantity.
I know the sugi of kaisel. You learned it. You learned it together. It says nosan is man bez. Does it say that the zman bez is 30 days?
No.
That it doesn't say.
I think it's
Rashi. Okay. But it's a gemara. It's a gemara there in the bav metzia. Where's the mission of a kaisel? It's a bav metzia. It's the kama zman bez. The gemara asks shloish yoyim. I think. Check it out. So. Could be symbolic. I'm not arguing. Say the Mephoshim, it's the exact same thing. There's a din Torah, there's a mishpat. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a zman, 30 days. The prepare zman best in 30 days. Rosh Chodesh Elul is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So I was thinking to myself, Bezin gives you a zman. Give me a zman to cut down a tree. I can do it. I got that. Wall. Put together a choiv, a bal choiv. A loiv comes, he doesn't have money. Bezin says, you got 30 days, otherwise, we're going to be yorid in the nechassav. I mean, what if a person has too much to do? I can't do it in 30 days. What if a person says he can't do it in 30 days? So, the teva adam is okay. Yemayayish. We'll see what we can do. But there's another histaklus over here. I don't remember if it was my shana rishona or my shana shnia. I was married. I forgot that. I was learning in the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden I realized that it's my anniversary, and I forgot my anniversary. Not good. So I asked someone next to me, Talmud Chochom, used to ask advice from me. I said, what do I do? So it's one of the things they told me in the Chassan Shmuzin. Don't forget the anniversary. I remember when we got married, someone gave us a present. I told him, engrave the anniversary on this so I should remember. I had a way to remember, but it didn't work. I forgot. I said, you know what? I said, I'll go home. And I'll say, I forgot, but don't worry. I said, we need to do something today. We'll meet Hashem. He said, let me just give you advice. He says, don't come empty-handed. You didn't prepare anything, you didn't say anything, but it just means, it doesn't matter what. Don't, empty-handed is different. Come empty-handed, you could talk from today till tomorrow. But you bring something, you know, I don't know, you buy whatever it is, go buy some flowers, go buy, it's just, it brings epis. When you bring epis, it's a different story. That's what it is, okay. So I did, whatever it is, I don't know what I bought, don't know. I came home, just finishing the story for the Oilin that's here. And I said, no. I said, this is just the beginning. This is just, he says, no. My wife says, no. I bought myself a present. Let me show you what you bought me for my anniversary. She says, this is what you bought me. You like it? I said, beautiful. She said, don't worry, don't buy me. Don't go buy me something. I know what I want. Go back and learn. I'll remember the anniversary. I'll buy it, and I'll tell you what you bought me. And since then, it's been working. So everybody said, this is, I would like to stress, this is halacha v'loy l'maisa. Do not learn anything from this story. There are no rules, everybody said. There are no rules and regulations. You have to know your wife and you have to be smart. Whatever she needs, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. That's when you get married. That's part of getting married. The first of your... Also, la'odam she'ikadash isha ad she'irena. Everyone knows that, Gemara. Don't be mekadash isha ad she'irena. Why? Shema yimtza dover meguna, and there's going to be problems. But I don't know why people think that it's about you. It's not about you, the Gemara says. Why should you not be mekadash ad she'irena? Why? Because it won't be good for her. This is the first lesson. This is the first shidduch shmuz before you go out. It's about her, not you. Yimtza badav v'mor, this is more yimtza badav v'megun, and you'll have an unhappy life. Tough luck. That's your decision. Not about you. It's about her. It's about her. You have to be thinking about how it should be good. That's the v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Don't. And if you're not ready for that, so then don't go out yet. Stay another year. You're not ready to get married yet. Stay another year. Akoponim. I have to backtrack a second. I get into this. We're talking about the hachana
Rosh Hashanah. So like this. So I thought to myself, Rabbi, we have 30 days, Hachona liyom adin. Bring something. Okay, you have to. We have to work on tshuva. Don't come in empty-handed. If 30 days, go buy a bouquet of flowers for the Eibishter. A box of chocolate. Just don't come empty-handed. What do I mean? What can we bring? I made a Musa Seder. I made a new chizik in learning. Shmir Seinayim for Elul. I bring in a different new suit that I'm going to come into Rosh Hashanah. I don't mean a physical suit. Something, don't come empty-handed. You have 30 days. Pick something. Pick something nice. Make yourself nice in something. A chizik can tell you in Tefillah, in Shmir Halosh, whatever it is. Pick something. Not everything. Not the whole deal. I mean, it's a shame. Over the year, you bring more, but 30 days, you come, we could come something. I don't want to come empty and it's like a schmack, a bottle of wine. Kol Echad is the we mentioned the first day of this man. About the Medrash, is snaring me off of Kumi. Kahada Tarna Goylta. I know, I can see right now exactly who took it. Don't worry. Isnari may offer kumi. The Medrash says, Kahada Tarnagoilta, Tarnagoil, that's Minar Atzmoi, Minar Gapa Mikutma. Tarnagoil, when it's doing, it shakes everything off. The Gemara and the Medrash compares that that's what we should do with our Averis, with Golas, we shake it off. There's a certain Nakuda here that you can see that person has to look at all his bad things and averus as an outside lichluch. Person is never be'etzim. It doesn't hit the shorish of a person. A person is nivra toiv, and you can't change that. It's all added things on us. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to an egois. Elginas egois yoradati. It says, Ma egoize im nofal latit, fell in the mud, what do you do? What do you do if it egoize? If you're eating sushi and it falls in the dirt, that's it. But if you have an egoize and it fell in the dirt, what do you do? It says the Medrash, you pick it up and wash it off. That's it. It's exactly the way it was. It says, Af klal yisol nichlochin bechet, mistabchin bechatoim. And you can wash it off. The mechuvan, that's the mechuvan of the Medrash. That's how a person has to look at it. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a person being bigger. The Pasuk says our parsha, by the Orchei Melchomo, who goes back? The Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael went to Melchomo, the Meshuach Melchomo would give up to Joshua. And different people would not go to war, they would go back. First it starts off. It says, Kiseitze lamachom al oivecho, v'nigash hakoyen v'diber el ha'om, and he would say, Shema Yisrael, atem krevim hayoim lamachom al oivecho. Al tiro, al tachtazu, Hashem alakechem is with you. So first it says three people. Mi asher bono bayis chodosh v'loi chanochoi. You want mechanachin? Go back. Maybe he'll die. V'yish acha yach mechenu. Mi yish asher not hakerem v'loi chileloi. For Hashem say chileloi means it's in the fourth year to take off the netter of eye, and then it becomes mutter b'yachilo. Yoshev l'beisoi. Mi yish asher eres isho v'loi lekocho. He did eres in benat nesuin. Go back home. Those are the first three. So, why these three go back? I can go into it now. One of the basic shot that many Rishonim is, because he's in the middle of something he didn't finish, his head is on the bayis, on the kerem, on the isha. He's not the person to pick to go to war. Okay, you don't want him on your team right now. Finish what you have to do and then come back. Derech Agav. Some Rishonim say different shot over here. This is only one shot. There's a Targum Yoinison over here. I'm going to mention.
Tagim Yenisim. It says a different shot. Tagim Yenisim Ben Eziel. He says, Bona by his chodosh v'loichin choy means he built the house, he didn't put on the mezuzah yet. He didn't do the mitzvah sabayis. So now there's a tree on him. He has an aveira. There's a tree on him. You go, the Bona by his chodosh, the shayid, the chashash is because he's not, didn't do the mitzvah. He says, not a kerem, the loichin loy, it's also, he wasn't pointed at the netter of I. Dilma yigroim loichoivo, he has a chayva here, the loy pirke, the chayva of loy pirke, that'll die in the melchama. And what's by the isha? Erase isha of a loy lakocha. Which chayva does he have? Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah? Which chayva does he have? So pruvu, I'm not so sure, because that's my voice. It's matlab, because if the tree on him is pruvu, why is it only pruvu he had before also? It's a hechsher mitzvah. Elamai, maybe before he got married, he can't be tevel yet. But here he started. He's so close. If you're the Rambam, you have to know that it's a mitzvah. Kedushin is a mitzvah, but what? So what does he say? Tell what Tagi Benison says. Man, hi gavra, the kiddush is a sof. Aloy nosva didn't do nesuin. Yosef lebeisoi, the lo yigram lo choiva. Which avera deloy chodi the intzitzah. He wasn't misamecher. You gotta make your wife happy. You didn't do that yet. That's the tviya, not his mitzvah. Your mitzvah's over. He said loy chodi. Now, I have a problem with this. Derech Agav. Number one, when are you mechuyev in this mishmah? I'm assuming. He's holding by Kedushin. He doesn't have the mitzvah of the Simach Es Ishtoi. The Shana Rishon of the Simach Es Ishtoi. And that's by Nesu'in. He's holding by Kedushin, not Nesu'in. You have to know Pshat over here. Don't know by his Chodosh, so he has to go live in it. You have to think about that. You have to think about. Maybe you can ask by Mezuzah also. By Bono by his Chodosh, the Mezuzah is only Chayv as Hador. When he lives in it, if he doesn't live in it, it's not Chayv and Mezuzah. Maybe he has a similar cash over there. If he didn't live in the house yet, he's not mechuyev in mezuzah. So why is there a tefillah? But that cash is this cash is boiling by the. But derech agav, once we're talking about Targum Yonasan, I'll throw out another kasha, which is the pasuk I want to get to. There's a fourth person who's choyzem meorchei melchama. Who is that? Mi ho'ish hayorei v'rach halevos. What does it mean hayorei v'rach halevos? Rashi brings. So learns Rashi. The machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Soito. Rabbi Akiva says it means kemashmo. He's a scaredy cat. He can't be oimed. He gets scared when he sees milchama. So you don't want him. He'll get scared. He'll run away. But what is Rabbi Yosi Aglili saying? No, it means hayore me'avera shebiyodoi. He has different averas, and he's yore me'avera shebiyodoi. He's afraid of that. Out of the war. Why? Because maybe he'll get killed and I don't understand. Lefi the Targum Yonasan, why does the Torah have to speak out over here? Three specific averes. Afterward, there's a pasuk hakoilel. Lefi Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's a general pasuk. Someone who has averes shebiyodoi, he's afraid of a choiva, go back. We don't speak out every avera that he could possibly have. So what's with these miyayish, barabayis, chodosh, and not the kerem? Why are these three spoken out? He says the chashash is he'll make because the choiva dilma yigram the choiva. That's an aveira. Choiva is a this aveira. What's these three? So elamai. So I thought maybe the Targum Yonasan passes like Rabbi Akiva that hayorei v'rach halevov means he's a scaredy cat. So we never spoke about aveira. So for some reason we picked these three, but it doesn't work because on the pasuk of hayorei v'rach halevov he goes like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Manu gavra the dochel mechoyvo. He's afraid of choyvos. So I don't know. You have to say pshat in this Targum Yonasan. You have to say pshat. Back to us. The fear of Yosef Lili hayori v'rach alevov. Nasun Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishle. That is medayim. Who should go back? It's not the yori. Someone who has aveira should go back. Doesn't say that. It says if he's afraid. What kind of lashon is that? The free of Yosef Lili. It should say Misha over Aveira,
The Gemara and Saita list different averus, and he didn't do tshuva yet, go back. Why do you refer to him as a Yorei Beracha Levov? That's the way to, I mean, I would say someone who's not afraid of his averus should go back. It's more dangerous. Someone who's afraid is already a Darka. So the answer is, it's not the averus alone that you go back. If he's a Yorei, and Rabbeinu Yoyada Mishlei adds in Racha Levov, he's tzebrochen, he doesn't see how he can get out of it, then you're in trouble. Rabbeinu Yoyada says a person has, in Mishlei Gimel, a person has that betochen v'kivu in Hashem. It's things that I did wrong, but Rachami HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goydel mikol aveiro v'ovel. Those are the words of Rabbeinu Yoyada. Doesn't mean you don't have to deal with it. But I'll have shiata, doesn't mean I won't have shiata d'shmaya. Doesn't mean I'm rochek from the Eibishter. A yori and a racha leva, go home. That's the one. Person has to realize that he has the ability to make himself bigger. And I don't know if I mentioned this when I said at the beginning of this month, his nami of akumi. Someone asked me, a chicken can chuckle and shake off all the dirt. How are we supposed to do that? How do you do that? Physically shocked. So I told her, did I say this over? I used to have my decoys. I didn't say it over this time. As a boch, I used to have my decoys every so often. Sometimes they'll Shabbos, but have my decoys. There was an old yid in the minion inside. Alt yid that every by lechodoydi by his snare me off. He used to shake like this. And we used to laugh. You didn't know why. Because we didn't know the medrash. You get older, I think 25 years later, you see the medrash and you see the jokes on you. You laugh at because you're an amoris. That's why he was poshabed. That's why he was poshabed. That's why. But obviously, it's just a remez. Getting up and physically shuckling as hard as you could in Shmonesri, I don't think it's going to. A person has to be meroimim himself, and the only way that we know, there's only one way to do that, by learning Torah. Torah is meroimim a person from everything. It brings you to new planes. A person. You can see it, Rabbi Said Bechush. If you meet someone that you haven't seen, let's say, in 4 or 5 years, you can see it on yourself and see it in others. If they have no shaykhs to learning, it's just about the bus. The etzem is the exact same person. They may be smarter, have more money, be doing more things, but everything about them, the jokes will be the same. The laugh will be the same. And hogos will be the same. But someone who is learning will not be the same no matter what. You can see it on yourself. Sometimes I say a shia for fourth year bacharim. So before every year, sometimes they want to show me pictures. They want to see who you're saying shia to. I don't want to say no. Because the pictures are from first year. That's not who I'm saying shia to. That picture is not the same bachar today. I can see the difference. Someone who learns Torah is not the same. So look, take out a picture of yourself from 3 or 4 years ago and think about it. Not just the looks, So it's an andruzach, If you go back home and you see someone that you haven't met, and you look at them and say, wow, you know, you're the exact same. That is not a compliment. That is not a compliment. Because if you are learning the Ishmi Kaddish, with all the lumpets, and I'm talking about even not mitzad, avoidas, amidas, and mosu, just living and learning, it changes a person. It's meroy meim. You get bigger and hecher. And you look at certain things that you did when you were younger, they're really not shaykh to you. They really, you know, it's like a child that made a lot of trouble, and broke things, and this and that when he was younger, then he grows up. So maybe people will have tightness, he has to apologize this, but if he looks at what he did, he wants to do tshuva. So his reaction is, I'm bigger now. I'm a grown up. No shaykh. Someone comes over to him and starts screaming at him. You remember, now he's 21 years old and someone comes over to him, his friend comes over. When we were 5 years old, you broke my Lego thing and you broke this and I'm tiny. What's your reaction? That's not me anymore. You're talking to the wrong person. You're talking to the wrong person. That's the nekuda when a person learns Torah. Many averus that we've done and things we've done, just not shaykh to it. That's how we make it a little. That's the yisnari me offer kumi. One last nakuda we'll mention, Rabbi said, one last nakuda. There's a medrash. There's a medrash in this week's parsha. Maybe some of you have heard it. Maybe for me, I don't know. That on the pasuk of Shoytrin, Shoyftin v'Shoytrin, it says, Zesha Omra Kosov Leich El Namola Otzel. It says in Mishle, we talk to the Otzel. Otzel is a lazy person. Go to the Nomel, an ant. If you look at the ants and you learn up from them, you will learn Midas HaZrizos. You find different times in Chazal and Gemoras that there are things could be learned from animals. Right? What else? Sneers from?
Cat.
Good, from a chatul. What else? Also. Arayas, I think, from?
Top.
What does it mean to learn up from an animal? An animal has seichel? It does what Hashem created. But what it basically means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam on the last day of Sheishis and Mevrashis, and it's mevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a certain nekuda from the whole Bria and used it to create an Adam. If you see in anything a nekuda toiva out there, you know you have a bechin of that in you. So you see in Amo, tremendous Zrizas. That could be a limit for you also. How do you learn Zrizas from a nomel, from ants? So it says because ants, they're very busy work ants collecting food. All they do is they collect food. If you ever see ants, do you ever watch ants? Ever saw an ant hill watch ants? What are they doing? When you look at ants, they're going to find food, they're schlepping food. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. So it says like this, Omer Rabbonon, Hanamola Hazeh, Shloisha Botim Yeshla, in the ant hill. Back to the, here it's not botany, but it's zoology. There were three floors in an anthill. You didn't know that. And where does it store its food? Not on the top floor. Eino kineses be'elyon mivnei hatlaf, because it can get wet. Noi betachton mivnei hatina, because it's moist. Elo be'emtsoi. All the food is stored in the middle. Anyone ever take apart an anthill? What do you do when you were kids, Rabbi said? The Eino Chaya, imagine like this. The Eino Chaya Elo Shisha Chadosha. The life of an ant is 6 months. Lomo. She Ein Lo Gidim Va'atzomois. Umi She Ein Lo Gidim Va'atzomois. Eino Chaya Elo Shisha Chadosha. The Kol Ma'acholo Eino Elo Chita Umechza. Its whole life it can eat a kernel and a half. Vi hoy leches u'machneses b'kayitz kol mashamoytza. It's busy a whole summer. More than a kernel and a half. Why? Lama hi oisakei. She'omro, because an ant says, she'ma yigzer olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayim v'yehel muchan lecher. Maybe, listen, I have a kernel and a half, I got it. That's 6 months. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good to me. And he'll give me chayim aruchim. I'll live more than 6 months. I don't want to be cold. That food. That's the zrizas. It's busy, 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 busy. The nekudi here is, Rabbi Yisai, I don't know if I saw this limud. An ant, all it needs is a kernel and a half, and it's doing more. Because maybe because of the chance that maybe I'll have chayim aruchim. That's a nice thing. That's an interesting concept. Would you call that Jesus? The concept here is that in a mola, it only needs a kernel and a half for its 6 months of life, but it's more. It's collecting more. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a Baal B'tochen maybe. He has high hopes, dreams, hoping for the best. Very, very positive attitude. It's Jesus. So, yeah. The answer is because this is an emistic cheshbon that every person should make. I don't want to be caught off guard. The little pshat is lo ilam haba. You know how much you're going to need in Olam Haba. So get going. Just don't think small. Think big. Think big. You know how much Torah you're going to need for life. You know what you can accomplish. So why do we think a little bit of small? Make a cheshbon how much I could do. And yeah, maybe I could do more, but what? That cheshbon comes from an atzmus. That's an atzmus. That's an atzmus. I'm going to show you a lashon of the Chazon Ish in Igros Gimel. This is a very important piece of information, Rabbi Yisrael. He says in the Chelek Aleph, Igeres number 3, Igeres Gimel. This is one of the most beautiful Igereses in the Sefer Chazon Ish Gimel. In Oynik Shabbos, you learn it over with each word be'iyun. It's common to say, I'm mentioning one. He says, "V'hinenu oimdim al midas ha'atzlus." That's toifeses mokoy mechubud bein midas hamushchosos. It's sitting on the mizrach of the midas hamushchosos mokoy mechubud. And he says, "Lepa'omim efshel limtzay ha'atzlus ligroim litnua umeretz." We think atzlus means a lazy person, doesn't do, not active. Someone who's mamish, full of life and doing and busy, we wouldn't call him an atzlan. That is not true. Why not? There's the Chazon Ish. Everything here was tried and tested. He says that sometimes a person is doing big things that he shouldn't be doing. So how come you can't stop? Stop. Don't do it. Say a person has a bad midah, he gets angry. Kass. Stop getting angry. Why can't he stop? Why can't he get control? Because I have to work on myself and get the reins and get control. That takes work. And you're not willing to do that because you're lazy. Laziness doesn't always bring to getting up late, staying in bed, and doing nothing. It means not taking things in control because it's hard. This is something very deep, Rabbi Yisrael. There are certain times where a person has a midah that he's told he has to work on it. And you work and you work. I learned all about that midah. It's not changing. I learned about it. I'm trying. You know why it's not working? Because there's another department there that has to be dealt with first or at the same time. Sometimes you have to take two pills, not one. Something else that has to be worked on, which is atzlus. You're an atzlan. An atzlan makes certain cheshboinas that I can't do this, and he has all mini tirutzim. What does the pasuk say in Mishlei about an atzlan? An otzel. It says, otzel oimer. Mesilas Yisharim brings it in Zrizas. You should know this. Otzel Oimer Ari Baderech. He says he can't get out of bed in the morning because he says I can't get up and go to shul. There's a fierce lion outside. Fierce lion outside. Now, one second. Is there a fierce lion or not? Simple question. Yes or no? If yes, not an otzel. He's a safe person. Maybe a lion escaped from that zoo or Elamite. Is there one outside or not? No. So there's no outside. So he's a liar. He's an otzel. What's that to otzel? He's fadimian. What's otzel? Otzel says, you ever have this question? Why is it? This guy has problems. He's not getting out of bed. It's time to get up for davening. No. Maybe the lions and the tigers, they broke out of the zoo today. I can't go outside. You call him an otzelan? What do you say? The answer is that we're talking about a place that it's possible. Is it possible that there's a lion? It's possible. A lion could escape from the zoo, right? A leopard could escape from the zoo. The zoo's dangerous. A tiger recently, they killed someone over there, a tiger. Killed one of the zookeepers, right? What do? You have to kill the tiger. What is it? It's a shor niskan. Even a shor shel hefker. You have to. There's no Biden, there's no koifer here, but the behemoth shel hefker shahorag is a kill it unless it's like maybe shor etzadim. I'm not sure. But I'm upon him. So this person, he takes crazy things into account that maybe. You know what, I'm afraid to go outside. Maybe there's a plane that's going to crash on the street. It happened before. So it's not a paranoia. You would call them crazy paranoia. Chazal call it, you know what the show is, dig deep. You know where that's coming? You're really an Atzla. You have trouble getting up. Therefore, you find all these excuses to pat you from getting up. So maybe call it a paranoia, but Chazal saw the paranoia is coming from Atzlas. It's big nafkamin. If you would work on your Zrizas, that's it. I have no trouble with taking control of myself. You won't have these other issues. It's a moridika amkos that the Chazal saw. That's what this medrash says. I'm just going to end off here. So Mamela, the reason why it's Zrizas is because we always have cheshbonis. Maybe prepare more, maybe do more. You know what? I probably won't need it. That's not a right cheshbon. You should take the chance. Don't get caught off guard. That cheshbon of not doing is coming from Atzlis. So it brings down a story here, Rabbi Tanchuma. It says, Omer Reb Shimon ben Yechoy, Maisa Hoya, they opened up an anthill. Umotzoi b'kosh babor shelo, sholoi shmeyo is kur. 300 kur of wheat they found in the anthill. Wow. So Rebelli Lapian asks a question over here. So let's do the math. Okay? How long does a noma live? 6 months. How much does it eat? A kernel and a half. This noma is thinking, maybe I'll have Chaim Aruchim. How long could he live in his wildest dreams? So let's listen. He lived 6 months, his parents lived 6 months, his Bob and Zayda lived 6 months. His Alta Zayda, even if he was a rebbe, also lived 6 months. Everyone he knew in his history, in his family, lived 6 months. Okay, yes, fine. Maybe I'll live longer. How long could he? So let's go, Rabbi said we're going all out. Let's say he's hoping to live from Sheshes Yimei Breishes till Shishas Amkin, till Mashiach, 6,000 years. He's planning on living, maybe Hashem, how much wheat, how many kernels does he need? If he wants to live 6,000 years, how much does he have to prepare? Each year is a kernel and a half. It's 6 months. That means three kernels per year. 6,000 years, 6,000 times three equals 18,000. 18,000 kernels is like the max that you can even possibly in your wildest dreams. In one core of chitin, there's more than 18,000 kernels. Core is a big measure. So 300 core that you found here, there's no mahalach in there. So that means this ant is cuckoo, he's crazy. He has OCD for collecting wheat, that's what it is. He has OCD for collecting kernels, no cheshbon. I'm supposed to learn his reasons from a meshugana. He's going around collecting wheat with a cheshbon. There is no cheshbon for this. It can't be a cheshbon. Shema yigzor alai chayim aruchim. Even with all the chayim aruchim in the world, you can't. That's what Beli asked. Listen, someone once timed it. I said over there, but someone timed, no, maybe he's collecting for his friends also. For him and his friends. That should be your first teretz. That really should be your first teretz. Not collecting for himself. It's only selfish. Him, his friends. But I call upon him. So that's what Rebellion said. If I remember correctly. It's a nice kasha. It's a good kasha. Rebellion said like this, when this ant, he's thinking, I have to collect more because maybe Hashem will be goyzer, chayim aruchim. He says, not only I'll live longer, but maybe I'll get bigger, I'll steig. Maybe I'll turn into a different animal. Maybe I'll become a lion. Maybe I'll become a person and I'll eat tons more food. Maybe I'll just grow into something much bigger. In other words, his hasogas are not, he has big dreams, but not ant dreams. Bigger than that. His tzad and dreams of goals of Chaim Aruchim, but not as ant, not to drive an ant. We say our goals that we set and we don't go fight to, it's because we see ourselves in the matzah that I am. How much can I do? How much can I learn? How much can I do? You don't make those cheshbonis. You plan, but plan loosely. Because you don't know what you're going to be like. Bocha wanted to go out in Shaduchim 2 years ago. Whatever reason, and I convinced him out of it because he wasn't ready. And he got engaged recently, and I asked him, let me ask you a question. I said, 2 years ago, if you would have been in Shidduchim, would you have married this girl? He said, no way. I said, what type of girl? A different type of girl, which would have meant a different type of life. The whole world is different. I said, it's a good thing you waited, because you grew up, you made yourself into something. Rabbi said, the older you get, the more you learn, you become bigger. You can't even imagine. There's a lot of Magidei Shurim here in Eretz Yisrael, the different yeshivas, who I know personally. Some were in the Mir, different yeshivas. Some were in the Shir. There's quite a few that I can tell you. When they were in the Shir the first year, they had their life plan. They're on the way to school. One was becoming a lawyer, doctor. Today it's less popular, lawyer, doctors. People want to make money today. So just going to nursing homes or something. You know? Let's face it, anyone who's going to school to make money, you don't have to go to school. Just go back and start a business, a startup system, a business online, or a nursing home, or new things now. You make all the money. So just, no, I'm saying this because it gives you more time to learn. You don't have to take off and go to college or go to school. It's totally unnecessary. But many of them, some of them are here in the yeshiva also, Rabbeim Meshivim, Choshim, had it all planned out. And I told them, don't scrap your plan. Leave it, but loose. All of a sudden, another year, another 2 years, they wake up and say, wow, I know how to learn. I know how to learn better than I ever thought I would. I could say a Shia, and I never even looked at myself that way. I have koichas that I never imagined, and I never saw them come to poil. We're changing the map. So person now, don't sell yourself short. That's what Rebellia said, similar to this. It's late. Boy said, don't you have a good Shabbos. I know you're going to check it out.